Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There was a professor with New York University that we did in a segment. He wrote a book back in the 60s, and maybe the 50s, actually. And it was so profound. I mean, for years, he taught inside NYU, New York University, and everything he said came to pass. And it's putting entertainment in its right perspective, because he said, you know, when technology is invented, and this is time of the facsimile and different things, when TV came into the society in the 50s, you know, you had America before TV, but once TV was around, by the time you got to the 60s, it wasn't America plus TV. It was a different America. And that was that big expansion. I mean, that's a long, I mean, it took a long time for that to happen. And TV was the thing for a while. But now technology is actually happening every day, several times a day, which means every moment, America and the world is morphing. I mean, it's just changing continually. It's not like we have the world in this technology. Because of this technology, we have a different world.
That's right.
And so that's why it's very important to abide, because you want to make sure you're not rock right into some major things that, you know, it's inevitable, some things that are taking place. You can read about it. It's called prophecy. And some of the things the Lord talked about us, about all this data that they're doing. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, I hear folks, you know, that they get hurt, they get offended, or I don't know, self-righteous, maybe, I don't know what it is, or they start taking excerpts from the Word of God and they apply that in defense of themselves, you know, and
they take what?
The Word of God, and use it to defend themselves. And I think about when Paul first started his ministry, I mean, the first thing he did in his ministry, and he's going out this particular community to minister and preach the gospel, you know, obviously it hadn't been preached there before, and Paul is preaching there, that this particular guy that worked for his boss, his name is Elymas. I always call him Eli. And he did not like the way the proconsul that he worked for was his boss. He didn't like the way that Paul was ministering to this guy, because the proconsul that he worked for was really feeling drawn to God. I mean, he was listening and he was being touched. And so all of a sudden, Elymas began to try to lead. You know, here he is preaching Jesus to this proconsul, and this guy named Eli, you know, Elymas, comes in there and he gets in the way of him preaching the gospel and tries to pull him out of that encounter and tries to lead him away from the faith, is what the Word of God says. I'm talking about Acts chapter 13, verse 9 through 13. And it's interesting when you look at Paul's response, because Paul's response was powerful. I mean, it was really, really powerful. I mean, you got to hear his response. Because Paul was very upset at what took place. I mean, very upset at what took place. And he dealt with it in a pretty aggressive way, because he said, you know, what are you doing? You know, what's going on in the context of this? Let me read what he says. And Paul looks at him and says, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit, verse 9, filled with the Holy Spirit, he looks straight at this dude, Elymas, and said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right." Things have gotten so politically correct in the church that we can't just say, "That's of the devil." Mm-hmm. Right now, what's coming out of your mouth and how you're trying to pull that sheep out of the church and how you're trying to destroy that man or woman and how you're trying to lead them astray, you're full of the devil. That's what he's saying. Right. He's saying you're full of the devil. So this is what Paul is saying in the context of that. He said, then Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at this guy, Elymas, and he said, "You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery." And that's one of the biggest things, trickery. I mean, he was obviously using deceitful ways to be able to pull this guy away from the faith who, you know, Paul was leading there. He says, will you never stop perverting the right way of the Lord? We've got to get to that point, because I mean, we just kind of say, you know, you don't say stuff like that. And we're just going to try to paddle this boat in currents of water going all different ways here. Mm. And everybody's kind of like confused. They're just confused. And it's like, isn't there something, a straight current in regard to this river? Is God confused? And these guys that are held captive by the adversary to do his will, as Paul told Timothy, and this guy, Elymas, was going through that way. He was using trickery and deceit, and he was trying to pull this guy away from the Lord. And I see it all the time. I see it in congregations throughout my experiences. I see it with people coming in amongst God's folks. I see it with people who proclaim to be God's folks that are actually twice as much a son as hell as somebody who's just openly, you know, for Satan. I mean, they're doing nothing for God. They're not have any fruit in their life, and they're more interested in darkness than they are light. Mm-hmm. That's somebody who is not following the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so he actually confronts this guy who's leading him astray, and he says, now the hand of the Lord is against you. This is Paul talking to this guy who was trying to lead this guy astray. You are going to be blind. Think about that. You're going to be blind, and for a time, you will not be able to see the light of the sun. And immediately, he was in the midst of darkness. He began to look around for somebody to be able to guide him around. In other words, this guy who was just thought he could do anything found out he could do nothing once the power of God touched his life. And it was like, at that point, it was so powerful that the proconsul who was being ministered to, who was, the enemy was trying to lead astray, which means the proconsul, this man, this boss, the proconsul, his soul was weighing in the balance there. And when he saw what God did and he heard the message of the gospel, this he became a believer. Mm. So that tug of war between this man's soul, that Paul stood up and he began to deal with that which was leading him away from the faith. He began to deal with it. And how many people today, I mean, they fire hirelings. They fire, you know, pastors who just deal with stuff. They fire, they build all kinds of evil against ministers who just deal with stuff. And it's like, it's because they're of the devil. I mean, why would they, if you're going to deal with this one who's leading somebody away from Jesus, if it's a bad thing in someone's eyes for you to do that, it's because they're of the devil.
That's right.
They're held captive by the devil. They're walking around in darkness. If you're drowning, if somebody is drowning and they're about to die and you reach into the water and you pull them out of a drowning situation and somebody's angry at you for that, they hated that person. They didn't, that's evil. You know, they didn't want to see that person get saved. And so we have to get this clarity in our life. And so Paul was ministering. Imagine he's fresh. You know, he's freshly sent out, his first city he's going to, and he's ministering. The first thing he runs into is Elymas, and is like, come on, dude, I'm trying to witness to somebody here. Mm-hmm. And he just confronted, because he saw him being drawn to the faith, but then he saw Elymas try to lead him away. And so then you begin to ponder the idea. It's like, well, I'm going to deal with these guys. You know, and so you can get the wrong mindset. You can start taking God's word and using it the wrong way, because notice that he was not in defense of himself at all. Because you think about it, that filled with the Holy Spirit, and we know the unction pretty much probably was the Holy Spirit saying, this is what you're going to need to do. At least the Holy Spirit backed up what Paul said. And
right.
Quite often, you know, if you'll have faith like Elijah, God will actually affirm and make sure that Elijah's word happens, because you're working hand in hand, you know, with God as servants of righteousness. And so in well, if he had that kind of power and people are falsely accusing him, mobs are ganging up against him, he's in double chains. This is the same guy. Double chains, standing before kings as he's falsely accused. And he's not saying, you know, look at this evil. You guys are all evil, and you know, blindness is going to come upon you, you know, King Agrippa. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not saying anything like that. And it gives you perspective of how we're supposed to walk. It's never about in defense of self. He said, you're gonna suffer for me. You're gonna go through some things, and you're gonna be taken before kings. And don't worry about what to say, because you're gonna be my witness when you go there. And so what's the difference between Elymas and Paul, and Paul with these mobs and with these kings and double chains and The difference was that with the mobs and the kings, the double change was, it was more opportunities to speak to more proconsuls. It was all about getting to the next person who doesn't know Jesus. And it's like, if I got to ride this shipwreck to get there, I'm going to ride this shipwreck to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, when you look at Elymas, it was about, he was confronting somebody that was getting in the way of him speaking to this proconsul to win him to the Lord. It wasn't about him. It wasn't about him at all. And so it's important to think about, you know, God is not calling you to be defensive. He's not calling us to defend ourselves. Think about it. Jesus did not defend himself. He didn't defend himself. Even though they hurled accusations against him and they did these different things against him. And people would say, well, Jesus must be guilty of it because he didn't defend himself. No, he wasn't guilty of it. He didn't do anything wrong. But he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. And he set a pattern for us how we're supposed to live our lives. And we got to think about it, say, my goodness, Lord, I can relax a little bit. And there's times when I need to stand up because I'm watching someone be led astray by someone who's held captive like Elymas by the adversary to be able to pull somebody who's hearing the gospel for the first time or is a brand new believer trying to be led astray by someone. I jump all over that. Deal with it. Ask God, you know, deal with this person, God, who's trying to take that person. No, I mean, jump in there. Don't think, well, we got to save the wolves and the sheep. You know, go in and just deal with that wolf that's trying to destroy that sheep. Deal with it. I mean, think how good that looks in the context. I mean, in love and compassion and understanding, you got to be careful about wheats and tares and all that. But understand that God backed Paul up because Paul did not make Elymas blind. It was the power of God that made this man blind and humbled him. We're just talking about Elymas and Paul and the very, you know, how does this whole thing work out? Which means if we understand how Paul was walking and began to really just ask God, God revealed to us how to walk that kind of walk because, yeah, he did deal with things, but he was so humble in the point of that he'd say, listen, you know, in my letters, when I'm talking to you, in my letters, I'm all tough and stuff. But when I show up, you know, I'm not tough like that. And, you know, being in television, you know, for all this time, what we're doing, you know, I have to say some things that are really, you know, whatever God's telling me to say. But I'll never forget when I'm actually sitting with some folks while they're watching me on television. And I'm like, man, I can relate to what Paul was saying. I was like, I feel so small right now having to listen to this message because I know it's tough. At that point, what that was going on, you know, a couple of years ago. And, but I thought, it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. Just look straight at
it. Straight at him.
And, you know, that's what he said. You know, he was like, you know, I love you. I laid down my life for you. And he even said this, and I haven't said this, and I don't want to give up my relationship with the Lord. And that's between him and God. But he said, I would even give up my own salvation for the Jews.
I can't go there.
I just don't understand. I mean, I'd lay down my life for it. But I'm not going to have my relationship with Jesus. But I will bring you into the family. I'll tell you how to do that. And so it's like, so we can't be so angry and we have no right to it's not us. So we're not coming from our own defense of ourselves or defense of our viewpoints in any certain way. We're actually talking about what is God wanting me to say right now? Mm-hmm. Because it was full of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit of God. In other words, God was with him and the power of God was present and unctioned him to be able to respond to Elymas the way that he responded. And God confirmed that word because blindness came over him for a season. Immediately, this man who was trying to lead someone else astray had to find somebody else to lead him because he couldn't even see anymore. Mm. And I just feel this. I feel this in my bones, you know, in my spirit, that these days are coming back in a strong way. And it's going to be all across the board. But we have to have wisdom in what happens, first of all, because, you know, if you do anything out of yourself in defense of yourself, that's not God. By the way, God's not obligated to back up ignorance, you know. And besides, if he wants that person to know him, he loves that person. And so I like to say, when you walk into a courtroom, imagine you have juries, you have judges, you have defense attorneys and prosecutors, you have victims, you have witnesses, and you have audiences that's there, and maybe even television cameras in there. Understand, everybody that's involved in that, God loves. everybody. And so we have to, you know, how can I say things in a way that everybody knows that God will forgive them and loves them and has a plan for their life? The good news is whoever says yes to Jesus, you know, is the Lord of their life and repents for their sins, God forgives you. That's great, great news. And so you got to be careful, you know, how and we do our best. And I know we fail quite often in how we're doing that, but know that's our heart and that's what we try to do. And it's just not about us. You know, it's not about, it's just about you. It's about, you know, that the Lord wants to bring hope to you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.